Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. New Jersey transit fares may soon be going up. NJ Transit's board is set to vote today on a 15% fare hike.
Outside of Jersey Transit's headquarters this morning, ahead of the board meeting.
No fare hikes! No fare hikes!
A small group of demonstrators insisting that this 15% fare increase is unmanageable. Now, among those pushing back against it, Hoboken Mayor's Ravi Bala, the Democrat.
Fare riders did not create this problem. This problem was created by legislators over a period of time, and it has to be addressed to them by them and not penalizing average fare riders.
Jersey Transit officials say ridership is still down 20% from pre-pandemic levels, and without the increase, they're going to have a tough time moving the system forward. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, at Jersey Transit's headquarters in Newark.
It's sentencing day for the gunman charged with killing a teenager on a Queens basketball court back in 2019. 21-year-old Sean Brown pleaded guilty to manslaughter and conspiracy to commit murder for the killing of 14-year-old Amir Griffin. Police say the gunman mistook Griffin for a rival gang member on the day of the incident. Griffin was fatally shot while playing basketball at the Baisley Park houses in South Jamaica. Brown is expected to be sentenced to 30 years in prison. A Bronx mother has been indicted for murder in the deaths of her 5-year-old twin children. NYPD Chief of Detectives Joseph Kenny says 42-year-old Gloria Asamoah appeared to be a loving mother before the horrific discovery.
There was food in the fridge, plenty of clothing for the kids. School interviews resulted in teachers stating that the mom was very involved with the kids and had taken an active role in their lives. Neighbor interviews described her as a loving mother. Interview the dad. No signs of trouble.
The kids, Gianna and George, were initially thought to have died in a medical tragedy in December, but the city medical examiner determined last month they were choked to death and the victims of homicide. State Senator John Liu, along with other state lawmakers, is introducing a new bill to define squatters in state housing law.
This bill makes it clear that squatters do not have any rights under New York State housing law. That squatters are not homeowners, squatters are not renters, squatters have no rights to the property that they tried to take over.
Liu says his new legislation would allow police to act in a squatter situation. Currently, when a squatter confronts a landlord or a homeowner, the squatter can sometimes be treated as a tenant under the law, which means the case would go to court as a case of tenant versus landlord, and the case could be in that system of law for a long time. Lou says squatters taking advantage of laws that allow them to live rent-free while a lengthy court process plays out are a growing problem in New York City. Health officials say that bird flu has been detected in some birds found in New York City's parks and green spaces, and they're warning New Yorkers to keep their distance. The bird flu was found only in a fraction of birds, so the likelihood of a person contracting it is not high. You won't get it from walking past a sick bird, but experts say if you see a bird or animal that is sick, dead, or behaving strangely, keep back. There's only been one reported case of bird flu in the nation this year. It was reported earlier this month in Texas. Police are searching for two people wanted for a series of robberies across Upper Manhattan and the Bronx. In several cases, the suspects said they had a gun before stealing bikes, e-bikes, cash, and other personal items from their victims. The duo has struck at least eight times since mid-March, most recently on Saturday in Washington Heights. In that case, police say they targeted a 17-year-old and stole his coat, while one of the suspects simulated a weapon inside his front sweatshirt pocket. Cops are asking anyone with any information to call Crime Stoppers.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.